Good morning. High pressure is in control of our weather across interior New York and New England, and with a clear start, lots of sunshine, temperatures starting to rebound off our morning lows, which in most cases were in the 40s. I think we'll have a quick climb back through the 40s and 50s, and through the middle of the morning, we'll push through the 60s and toward the 70-degree mark by lunchtime, settling into the lower and mid-70s for afternoon highs. Scattered thunderstorms are weakening in the Midwest and over the Great Lakes. The result will be residual cloud cover, which will tend to blow across our skies today, mixing with the sunshine. Still, though, temperatures will be above average for the first time in several days. Skies will be partly to mostly cloudy tonight, but with high pressure in control, it will remain dry with lows back into the 50s. As that high drifts off the coast and a big ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere builds in, we'll have mostly sunny skies tomorrow and a developing and gusty southwest wind flow. This warmer wind will push temperatures well into the 80s and in some spots maybe even approaching 90 degrees tomorrow afternoon. A little bit of humidity will push in for the day on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be hot, with highs right around 90 degrees on average. A scattered late-day shower or thunderstorm cannot be ruled out as a front begins to approach from the west. The front will move through late Thursday night and early Friday morning with a few more scattered showers or thunderstorms. Then on Friday afternoon, we'll have increasing sunshine and a westerly breeze keeping temperatures back into the mid-70s. High pressure will lead to lots of sunshine to start the weekend on Saturday back near 70 before we run the risk of a shower or thunderstorm late Sunday into Monday with another front, but highs still very spring-like and in the lower and middle 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms from southeast Nebraska across Kansas, western Oklahoma and Texas, including both panhandles. Mid-60s dew points, along with strong heating and mixing, will lead to strong instability in this region today. Wind profiles will strongly favor supercells, especially toward evening, when the low-level jet stream increases to over 50 knots. The combination of strong instability with cool air aloft will all but guarantee significant hail, with a few tornadoes also expected. A strong tornado is also possible, mainly across the eastern panhandles into western Oklahoma and southwestern Kansas. Damaging winds will be of particular concern from northern Kansas across eastern Nebraska and into western Iowa. And a vigorous upper-level storm will drop from the Pacific Northwest into the central Great Basin and Rockies over the next few days, spreading rain and elevated snow from the Pacific Northwest to the northern Rockies by the end of the week. Abundant moisture streaming in from the Pacific will enhance the precipitation, and several inches of snow, possibly up to a foot, will be possible along the Cascades, the Northern Rockies, and the Wasatch Range. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility in fog, 32 degrees, with a northwest wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 14 degrees. In Albany on the hour, sunny skies and 47 degrees, the dew point 41, 80% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 29.97 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny in the upper 70s, Boston sunny and breezy, mid-70s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 67 degrees, the low, 50. The average temperature, 59, that's 1 degree above normal. 0.07 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 3.56 inches now for the month, which is 1.93 inches above normal. And 16.49 inches for the year, which is 3.69 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 70 degrees, the average low, 47. The record high 89 set in 1991, and the record low 33 in 1980. Sunrise this morning was at 5:31 a.m. Sunset this evening 8:12 p.m. 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine mixing with clouds today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Sunshine mixing with clouds today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny, breezy, very warm, mid to upper 80s. A mix of sun and clouds, a bit of humidity Thursday with a late-day thunderstorm possible near 90. A shower Friday morning, then increasing sunshine, breezy, mid-70s. Mostly sunny, near 70 Saturday. A mix of sun and clouds, a late-day thunderstorm possible Sunday, lower 70s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms possible on Monday with highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.